All right. It's always good to confirm our liberties and keep our minds focused and balanced in regard to doctrine. Turning now back to the text of Genesis, where we resume in chapter 3, verse 7. Contextually, it falls on the heels of the fact of the woman being tempted by the serpent and deceived, and she and her old man eat of the fruit. Based on, in part, the perception that she has in regards to what the serpent has presented. And in verse 7 now, we have the actual effect of the eating of the fruit. Enter human good and self-righteousness. Human good and self-righteousness. Looking at the Hebrew here. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Well, things are coming to pass as the serpent said it would, but not in the way that they expected, or the woman especially. You had the wow consecutive with the nifal verb imperfect third feminine plural, pakah. P-A-C-H-A-H. Then they were opened. You got to address the feminine declension here. Then they were opened. Literally the eyes. You had the noun common, both dual construct of our word for eyes, dual, because there's two eyes. Generally speaking, ayin, A-Y-I-N. Follow with the cardinal adjective, masculine and dual construct, with the third masculine plural suffix, shanayim, S-H-E-N-A-Y-I-M. The two of them. And then they were open. The eyes of the two of them, literally in the Hebrew. Followed with a wow consecutive, and then the cal verb, imperfect third masculine singular, or our verb to know here, yada, Y-A-D-A, and they knew. Followed with the explanatory conjunction ki, that, K-I-Y. They were naked. They were naked is literally the adjective masculine singular absolute arom. Remember the arom, arom, poetic device used at the beginning of the chapter. A-R-O-M. And naked themselves, literally in the Hebrew word themselves, followed with a pronoun, third masculine plural, for themselves, him, H-E-M. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. I can't ever get that to work that way. You had the wow consecutive with the cal imperfect third masculine plural of our verb to sew together here, tafar, T-A-P-H-A-R. Tafar, that's used four times in the Old Testament. So they sewed together leaves of a fig tree, literally. You had the noun common masculine singular construct, our noun for leaf, aleh, A-L-E-H. Of, the leaf of, in the construct, a fig tree, noun common feminine singular absolute, T-E, E-N-A-H. Tanah. Followed with the vowel consecutive and the cal and perfect third masculine plural of our verb to make, or translated and made asah, A-S-A-H, to make something out of something, as that word means. For themselves, literally, you had the preposition lamed with the third masculine plural suffix. Loin coverings is your noun, common feminine plural absolute of our word chagora, C-H-A-G-O-R-A-H. Girdle, belt, loin covering, as it's used here, is used five times. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Let's go ahead and just take our break here. Give you an extra 5 or so minutes. Beware of the, be sensitive to the prep school going on. Otherwise.